This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. A hip-hop artist with roots in Bloomington says he wanted to dig into an emotion on his new EP not often expressed in rap music, nor openly by men, at least in public. Brandon Daz previews Sad Boy late tonight at Jazz Up Front in downtown Bloomington. He's a guest artist for Street Smart Radio's New Year's Eve competition. We caught up with Daz via Skype at his home in Atlanta, Georgia, to talk about sadness.
Well, I had to come to terms, really, I guess, with somebody else's sadness and the sadness of the world. And with so many people who ask, or who reach out to me in times when they need things, it's like, how do you really help them? So trying to figure out how to give real advice to people and how to accept that they were sad, that it was okay to be sad, and to not give cliche responses and to really address the problem rather than dress it up.
Well, and you get to express that through music. The new album, Sad Boy, you've got a number of, well, kind of sad songs on here. Ice Cold is one of them, right? It's about the dissolving of a relationship or one that seems to be coming apart a little bit. It's a cold December. And
along with addressing me being sad and just archetypes of what people should be, it's really addressing people's lack of emotions or the training to not feel emotions, to value material things, and about the fact that none of these things can help him love this person better. So it's just addressing the macho stereotype and the lack of feelings. Life is a feeling process, so I'm always in my feelings.
Well, lack of expressing those feelings, right? Because guys aren't supposed to do that.
Exactly.
Got caught up in you, now my heart is broken open, baby. And I'm focused on my views and slowly climbing up that ladder. You put me through pure hell and now I'm more motivated to move on from your expectations.
It's Ice Cold from Brandon Daz on GLT Sound Ideas, who's at Jazz Up Front on Friday night. You moved to Atlanta. Was it last year or earlier this year? Why did you move to Atlanta, Georgia?
Because there's not a lot of opportunities, and the Midwest isn't necessarily a creative spot. I'd already done everything out there. I did the castle,
So, I mean, Atlanta's a much larger city, so there's probably a lot more opportunity there, I would think.
Oh, yeah, there's something every night. There's events on events. Everybody comes out there. I've been able to network better and link up with artists I work with who work out of there and who work out of more creative and busy places.
Well, let's move on to another song, XXX, Triple X. What do you call it?
It's actually called Stronger, dedicated to an artist called XXXTentacion.
Well, I love the music on this and the beats on this one.
Tell me, am I getting what I'm deserving? I'll figure it out when I get to heaven. If it ain't a blessing, it's a lesson. So with it, no question.
Strong. I must be strong. We must be strong.
Sounds like someone's trying to keep their financial head above water on this song.
Emotionally, financially, all the above. It's like, how can I help you when I'm dealing with all this within myself?
So it sounds like you have people coming to you looking for advice a lot, and you do your best to help them out.
It's hard because I want to be there for everybody, and people will hold it against you. It's hard to help people when you're going through your own things.
So are you suggesting you're struggling with something right now?
The album cover is a picture of me crying. My friend had a song called Cry Face, and he jokingly said that a picture of me crying for the cover would be cool. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, nobody ever takes pictures when they cry.
I never thought of that before. No, they really don't. Everyone's smiling and happy, right?
And the thing is, history is not always happy and smiles. And it's crazy that we were trained to only show happiness. everybody cries. We all have cried. We've all been sad. We've all been emotional. And we've all also gotten through it. So it shouldn't be, A, the end of the world if you see somebody crying. And B, it shouldn't be shocking because it's something we all do. And it's crazy that we all hide it.
Song is called Strong. It's by Brandon Daz, our guest here on GLT. Are you really writing about a small order of French fries?
Yeah.
On small fries? I mean, am I taking this literally, or is there some metaphor going on here?
Oh, well, no, of course it's a metaphor, yeah. But I mean, it was inspired by a drive-thru experience. And just frustration, I don't know. Everybody feels like they know everything. And nobody wants to give anybody a chance. And everybody wants to waste your time. And so many people put value in those things. It's not worth your $1.49. These are small fries. It's things that don't even matter. It's not like, rise above it. Don't let it hold you back. Don't invest in it. But at the same time, it's everywhere you turn.
Aye, aye, aye. What you look at? Guys, I didn't know that no small fries ain't worth $1.49. Ay, ay, ay. Would you look at these guys?
One more song before we go. How about Lullaby? Why are you laughing?
Because I think that Lullaby, thinking about it, I guess, bittersweet.
How is it bittersweet?
Well, my wife went into a manic. And it's about trying to get through to her. It was so hard to communicate. It's really, Sad Boy is about that time in my life that my wife was in a manic. Mm. It's like you want everything to slow down and come into perspective, and you can't. It's bittersweet because music, it was the one thing that she listened to. And so that's why it's called Lullaby, because it was the only thing that could calm her down.
When you're all alone and ain't feeling right, call me on the phone and then I'll be by your side. In the city lights.
I want to go back to something you said earlier, and this will be my final question.
Okay.
You said growing up, you were essentially taught not to show your feelings. A lot of guys are sort of taught that. But you certainly are not afraid of expressing your feelings, whether through music or even in the interviews we've done. What helped you turn around on that?
And even with you saying that, I don't feel like that's true.
But you have no problems telling me that it's okay for guys to cry, that you are feeling sad, that you are feeling happy.
Well, that's now. Right. Yeah. So, and I'm saying that this CD was me learning that, and my wife's manic, and me, like, there being nothing I could do, and me trying to be a control and have control over a situation, and that it wasn't my fault.